Welcome to the Center for Spiritual Living Bellingham podcast. We hope this message will be informative, inspirational, and helpful. Donations to support this work are greatly appreciated. Visit www.cslbellingham.org and click on the donate button. Remember to share our podcast. Thank you.
Good morning. I'm Cindy Clay, and my pronouns, that's exciting, are she, her. And my ancestors come from England, Scotland, Ireland, and Sweden. So, join me. Oh, before I do that, let me say this. I am here as practitioner of the day, along with Mary Ballou, Kailash Leviel, and if you find one of us wearing these stoles, we would love to pray with you. We just love that. So please use us. And you can also write a prayer request if you're a little shy. Just write it down and put it in the jar in the back that we call the prayer vessel. And you can also request a prayer online. And if you're early risers, you can join us at 7 a.m. on Zoom, Monday through Friday. And there's like 10 minutes of just focused prayer to start your day. So lots of ways that you can use prayer as a foundation for a great life. So, saying all of that, we're going to pray. How about that? All right, I put my attention right now on the one presence, the one life that is God, the one life that is love. And I know that it fills this space, it fills our hearts, it moves in, through, and as us, connecting each one of us together in a beautiful community of love. I know that this life, this love, is ever present, that I can turn to it and in a moment transform the experience that I'm having. I know that when I turn to my source, I feel renewed, I feel invigorated. I feel the beauty of that renewal reflected all around me right now in spring, busting out all over. I am so enjoying the flowers in my garden, the birds singing all around me, and every moment is a reminder of how good life is. I am so grateful to be experiencing that life with each one of you and to be here in community today to celebrate, to love, to witness, to heal, and to renew. I say thank you, sweet spirit, and so it is.
Some of you may not know the story, but at Sister Spirit, we have done the song, or we did the sub-theme of Wicked. God, I got to catch my breath. That was hard. Okay. I know, gosh. Well, I think they have more than one assistant helping them out, so. But you just flew in from the coast, and boy, are your arms tired, aren't they, Leo? So we did this sub-theme of Wicked during Sister Spirit. And what I do with my team is I put different characters in a hat, and at our planning retreat, everybody pulls out characters. And I threw in the flying monkeys just to be like, wouldn't that be funny and mean? Everybody drew out of the hat, and I drew the last one. And I opened it up, and I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? What? And each one of the Dream Team members needs to talk about how their character relates to their life. And you know, I wanted to be Glinda or Elphaba. You know, like Elphaba's the main character, Glinda's the good witch. I wanted to be, you know, the star. But instead, I got the flying monkeys. All of the flying monkeys. Gina is helping me out with something. Oh, no,
Is it supposed to be? It's supposed to be sideways, and your ears are crooked.
Oh, I just turned. It just took my microphone off. This is. my lovely assistant Gina, my wife. It's not working, is it? Oh, it's better. It's good. It's good. Okay. I will not move. No, just kidding. So I got the flying monkeys, and at first I was really upset about it, because, you know, I had to wear a flying monkey outfit. But as I thought about it, I thought this is really interesting. So in the story of Wicked, the flying monkeys become flying monkeys because of Elphaba. Now, Elphaba has a really great intention. Elphaba thinks that's what the flying monkeys want. And I don't know if you've ever done something like you had a good intention and you really missed the mark, but that was Elphaba. She really missed the mark. And she's kind of our imperfect hero in the story. And when she casts a spell that gave the monkeys wings so they could fly, she's thinking she's doing something good. But really what happened is they were tortured. It was painful. It was uncomfortable. It was unseemly. And the monkeys were not welcoming this thing that happened to them. Now, I don't know if that's ever happened to you in your life, where you had something traumatic and difficult happen to you that transformed you forever. I'm gonna guess that because all of you are alive, you've had an opportunity to have something not so great happen. And I was thinking about that for me. I've had a couple of times in my life where I had really challenging things happen. And I had this traumatic thing happen. I think I've told you a little bit about it, but what happened in my past is I actually had a trauma situation and it gave me PTSD. And I've been trying to navigate that with all you and as a minister of having this thing that gets activated. As a matter of fact, I was really scared of having it be activated at Sister Spirit because I don't know when it's gonna happen. And what I recognize is when I get really stressed out, it activates, and then I have zero capacity for doing anything. And when you're leading a retreat, it's like my worst nightmare. But it didn't happen. It didn't happen at all. And I was looking back at it, and I was thinking about this transformative thing that happened in my life actually had a bunch of benefits. And this is where Science of Mind, what we teach here, is a beneficial teaching for ourselves and also for the world. Because I can look back at a traumatic event and I can say, it's because of this trauma that I went through that I was able to take a stand for myself. I was able to say, no more. Nobody deserves to be treated like this. I deserve better than this. And I was able to walk away from a situation that wasn't good for my health or wouldn't have been good for anybody's health. But I had to take a stand for myself. And whenever I take a stand for myself, I'm actually taking a stand for love. Because when you love yourself enough, you will take a stand for what's right in the world. Now, Elphaba loved all of the animals in The Wizard of Oz, in the storyline of Wicked. Elphaba wanted to help the animals. And so she thought she was doing good, but she was actually doing harm. And the monkeys were not happy with her. They did not enjoy her, trauma that she inflicted on them. And they actually, for most of the movies, they were her enemies. And what happened is Elphaba found out that they were actually being controlled by the Wizard of Oz. And so she took a stand in a time where it was unpopular to take a stand for some other group of people and say that they deserve better. And she actually not only took a stand, she raided the wizard's castle and freed all the monkeys. But she used that as her life intention. It's like, I'm going to take a stand for this group of people who are being silenced, who are not being able to speak up in the world. And so I'm just wondering if any of that sounds like anything you've heard before. And so that's why I actually love the Flying Monkeys, because they got freed and were able to be Elphaba's champion. Now, can you imagine somebody who was once your enemy that now you're championing? Yeah. And what I really love about the whole story is that the monkeys ended with freedom. So you may have something going on in your life right now. You might be going through a divorce. You might have had a death in the family or a friend. You might have a big job change. You might notice that there's big changes going on in our country or in the world. And one of the things that Jean Houston says is that when humanity's ready to evolve, there will be turmoil, because that's the time to awaken people up to their highest good and to their evolutionary level. It's like that thing that is necessary for the growth to happen. But the question is, are you shutting down, or are you being open to the growth that's happening? Are you willing to take a stand for that thing, even though it's uncomfortable? So I have this lovely cup over here of tea. And imagine the ocean was being poured into this cup. It would not be able to be contained, right? It would just overflow. And that's kind of what spirit is. Spirit is flowing through us, and we have a cup of like, oh, this is my capacity. This is all I can do. But the truth is that we're here to open our capacity for what we can hold in the world. And I think all of you are here because you're part of an evolution in consciousness that's happening for humanity. And that may seem big, but it doesn't need to be big. It can be just enough where love leads the way and you get informed by love. For each person, that means taking a stand for love every day. And if you're taking a stand for love, it might be you taking a stand for yourself, saying, nobody deserves to be treated like this. I won't stand for it for myself. And it might be, I've stood up for myself before in this way, and now I'm taking a stand for somebody else. Or it might be, something is stirring in me that is incredibly uncomfortable. But maybe that is the wings being birthed. So I think that this is a really important time to be alive. It's a really important time to be a participant in this human endeavor that we're doing together. And we all have different roles. We all have different parts. And Elphaba kind of stood in the role of the enemy, the unintentional enemy. But then she evolved and realized that she made mistakes in her life. Now, I don't know about you, but I've made a few mistakes in my life. As a matter of fact, one of the things that I've really committed to is I've committed to removing violent terms in my languaging, including removing any racist terms. And I've recognized that there's a lot of things that are inherent in where I grew up here. I didn't grow up here in Bellingham, but I grew up in New Mexico and moved to California, and now I've moved here, that there's everyday sayings that happen that contribute to violent language or contribute to racist language. And I was really worried when one of my team members talked about being a black sheep. I was really concerned about that, because what I recognize is that there's been times when black is bad and white is good. And where have I used those terms in my life to equal something? And I got really concerned about that. I had a conversation with Ricky Byers. I was like, uh-oh, did we just make a huge mistake? And Ricky's like, no, the black sheep was the sheep that was very special. It was unique, and it was a recessive trait that happened with the sheep. And so when there was enough of the recessive traits that happened, There'd be white sheep everywhere and a black sheep would be born, but it was unique and special. And so historically, the black sheep didn't reference anything bad. It referenced a unique and special occurrence, and it was prized. And so even in different countries, that's what the reference has referred to. However, I know that has been changed and transformed and misused in society. And so part of Kathy and the Black Sheep was reclaiming the fact that each and every one of us are special and unique. Each and every one of us has something different to bring to the table. And so reclaiming that idea as something special and unique that we have to offer each other. So instead of being shunned for our differences, like Elphaba, who was born green, for those of you who don't know the story, she was born green, she was shunned for her differences. Instead, we celebrate each other for our differences. And we recognize how cool it is to have such a diverse contribution to humanity. So I recognize that that's part of my job, is to do that. And I did want to mention a couple of other terms that I have removed from my language. Bullet points. Can you just say point? Deadline? Look it up. Not a great history. Can you just say timeline? Or due date? Due date? Those are some just very simple tweaks. I used to say I had a black thumb. I don't say that anymore. By the way, I did want to change the fact because I am very tuned in to how great I am at growing plants, but I didn't even think about that historical context on how that means black is bad, you know, this is good. So where am I using my everyday language to be a detriment or a harm unintentionally to other people? That's where I've been evolving and growing myself into and changing my language. And also, instead of going, that person who harmed me, it's that they're the bad guy and I'm the good guy. Instead of taking this whole cloak of who's right and who's wrong and who's doing good and who's doing bad, instead just removing all of that and saying, there was something that happened that was necessary for my growth. And while that person may have meant it for my harm, the infinite universe meant it for my good. And so when I choose to stand in that, I come from a place of love for myself, and I also come from a place of power. And the place of power that's about empowering and not overpowering. Do we want to live in a society that's a healthy sense of uplifting each other, or do we want to live in a society where we're pushing other people down? And Elphaba had that awakening of she was trying to show how she was the best, you know, person, that she could cast this spell, but she didn't realize that she was harming somebody else. And she changed her tune. She awakened. So in a sense, both the monkeys and Elphaba grew and became better people because of this traumatic thing that happened that Elphaba caused. But the question is, are you going to be that person who's willing to grow? Or are you going to be stuck in your limits and saying, this is how much I can handle. I can't be any more than that. Because I think that each and every one of us has the capacity to hold a lot more. Each and every one of us has the capacity to be a place, a vessel of love that is bigger than we've ever been before. So I think that instead of the flying monkeys being the uncool character, the flying monkeys have shown me how cool it is to have something really traumatic happen, but be truly transformed because of it. And to utilize what I have to make a difference for good in the world. And I think each and every one of us has those wings. Each and every one of us has something in life that has happened, or maybe happening now, that has given us the opportunity to grow through that in a way that we can utilize that for our greatest good and for our community's greatest good as well. So I invite you to consider, Who am I today? Maybe I'm a flying monkey. And so it is. So in this truth, I recognize and know that I am truly becoming more and more of myself. And even if that means a little more monkeyish, that is okay. Because I welcome my wings, I welcome my monkey suit, I welcome all that is all of me. I know that I have been transformed and that truly I'm here to create something in this world that has never happened before. That each and every one of us were born at this time in this place for such a time as this. To be awakened to a greater good, to say, this is a time I take a stand for love. I have more capacity to love. I have more capacity to be a place where love shows up, and I will do it day by day by day. And when I make a mistake, I will love myself, and I will have compassion for myself. And when I see others step off the path, I will see with those eyes of love. Because I know that truly we are a powerful force for good in this world. And it shows up in my thoughts. It shows up in my community. It shows up in who I am. And I keep choosing to take a stand for love because I know that without a doubt, that is the most powerful force in the entire universe because everybody wants to feel love more than anything. And so I choose to be that love today and to allow it to spread and to fly all over the universe and to announce that love is the way and that I will continue to take a stand for it. As I know this for myself, I know this for all of us. In gratitude, I say, and so it is.